Right now, we're joined by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who has got a meeting coming up tonight. No rest for the wicked. How are you doing?
Not resting, that's for sure.
Not resting, right.
So we're doing fine today, Aaron.
So most town boards during the summertime, they've got some time off. But Hillsborough kind of goes straight through for the most part.
We did take some time off.
A little bit of time, yeah.
We typically scheduled to take off August and work through July, and in midstream, we did a little bit of maneuvering around like that. We did not meet this most of July, and we only have a public hearing in July, and then we have this one meeting in August. So we've had a very light summer. It's at least something every month.
Yeah. So 7 p.m. Town Barn, and obviously everyone's invited to that as always. What's on the agenda tonight?
Well, a few odds and ends. One of the things that I think we're looking forward to is just having a little bit longer time with our police chief and looking at police issues and how are we coming along. We're celebrating the graduates from our police academy, and then we've been in a longer process of enhancing community policing, and we just want to see just how are we dealing with kind of the issues that are coming up. Of course, you know, this is something that departments and communities around the country are dealing with, and we were looking at body cams and use of force and all kinds of issues long before Ferguson. We'd worked very far, in fact, hard on our, for example, on our just our body cam. What are the rules regarding that? And now, of course, now the state legislature is sort of dictating that across the state. So, one of the things I had asked, you know, like where do we stand now? How much do the work that we did compared to what the state's requiring us to do now? So I think we're just going to get a good overview about kind of what's our kind of state of the union of our police department. It's one thing we're looking for. On a consent agenda, we'll probably make it easier for people to keep chickens in town.
I was looking at that chicken thing. I was like, that's going to be a big item.
A big item, actually. That's on the consent agenda. But again, that's a citizen who came to us and said, you know, I'm in a non-conforming lot. I'd like to keep chickens. We looked at the rules and say, yeah, you know, we could reduce the lot size, particularly for chickens, and generally we try to be responsive to, you know, what's going to work. It's how often we change ordinances is sometimes pretty amazing to me, but I think it's, you know, we're just evolving to have rules that we can all live by. Where a few other changes in, you know, perhaps since we're looking in the upcoming few years, changes to Orange Grove Road and South Churton Street that may be looking at whether we want to get people to do sidewalks, which has been very useful for us now to require that, but maybe to encourage people to do payments in lieu, since we're probably going to see DOT, you know, in at least the foreseeable future, come and do those things that the payment in lieu might do better for us. So those are the kind of things that are on our agenda tonight. Nothing terribly exciting, but just a lot of work to keep us busy during the summer.
Getting back to policing, you mentioned that at the top. I know you're going to hear a lot more tonight, but just maybe sort of anecdotally, what have you seen, what have you heard, what do you know about the way that community policing efforts have been going?
Well, you know, mostly I'm just feeling, you know, feeling good about our police department and hearing good things about our department. Tell you specifically, a couple months ago, the chief sort of redesigned how they do patrol and says we're going to be much, much more visible. Do not be surprised. And sure enough, we were getting calls from, you know, people who are saying, "Oh, there are police in our neighborhood a lot more often. What's going on there? Is there something we don't know about?" And I said, "No, that's just our, you know, part of our efforts to be more present." So I'm happy to say that people indeed have noticed. And I'll tell you one really good story, Aaron. This is sort of related to this, but our town manager was just recognized.
I was just going to mention
that. Top 100 influencers,
Eric Peterson,
in the country. And a lot of that came out of the work that he's been doing with our police department about driver safety.
Mm-hmm. And obviously the great work that he does on a daily basis. But yeah, that's a pretty significant top 100 government influencers in the country from ELGL, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the Chris was a treasurer list.
Yeah.
And I think Eric was number 84. And again, Eric has done so much behind the scenes, and I think he and rightly so. It is very much a team effort. We got great staff. You've had a very supportive board, but having a great manager at the helm is just invaluable. And what a nice recognition for Eric and for the town. He's been with us something like 18 years, and don't get recognized enough for the work behind the scenes. He makes us look good.
Speaking with Tom Stevens, mayor of Hillsboro, again, meeting tonight 7 p.m. at the town bar in hillsboronc.gov is the town's website if you want the full agenda on that. And a couple of events coming up, including one, is it this weekend, the River Park?
Well, River Park is going to be on the 27th, but what happens this weekend on Sunday?
Oh, this is right. Yeah, I had the 12th.
Sundays in Hillsboro, and actually, there's always something going on.
Yeah, no, I got my schedule confused. Sundays in Hillsboro starting tonight.
The park in River Park this Saturday. They're sponsored, by the chamber, and starting up a new program for 12 Sundays in a row. We're going to have Sundays in Hillsboro again, part of the music scene. Really encouraging people to come out. I know several of the restaurants are extending their hours. I think they get some galleries will be open and. Sundays is sort of a quiet time. It's a great time just to walk around town, but there will be shops that you can go to and certainly some music. There'll be a limited number of carriage rides. There's just limited that so much because there's only so much that the horses can do in the heat and everything, but that's a lot of fun for some folks. And then just a nice time to come out. A couple weeks from now, you want to put on your calendar on Saturday the 27th. Is going to be the River Park concert, and that is just going to be a fabulous day. Going to start around noon with a kids' music workshop, but featuring sort of local and Triangle area bands, like Coleslaw and Mel Mountain and the Wicked Mojos, and they'll be playing up until about 7 o'clock, and then just sort of drift into town and kind of enjoy the local venues and some of the other music places that you'll find around town. So it's that particular weekend. It's going to be last Friday on Friday, and then the River Park concert, and then the Sunday in Hillsboro. So that's just going to be wonderful.
That's going to be really cool. I know we're going to be talking about the River Park concert coming up here in the next couple of weeks as it gets closer. And it's part of the reason I had my schedules crossed because I was just talking with, just emailing back and forth with some of the band members that are going to be performing. We might be able to have some of them on the air before. So that'll be definitely worth looking forward to. So
absolutely. So there's family things going on, like the movie this Saturday. The next Saturday is going to be a nice neighborhood celebration, which is Fairview Live. That's going to be at noon and throughout the day on the 20th up at Fairview Park in Hillsboro. And again, very, very much of a local celebration, but it's really celebrating Hillsboro neighborhoods up in Fairview. And then the next weekend is the River Park concert. And then we get into September.
Awesome. All right. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much. And again, hillsboronc.gov is the website. Head to the town barn for the board meeting tonight at 7. Thanks for joining us.
Aaron, you have a good week.